Задание 3-8. Вы услышите разговор учителя с мистером Смитом. В заданиях 3-8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Thank you for coming to meet me today, Mr. Smith.
Well, you sounded worried on the phone. Has Johnny done something wrong?
No. Your son is one of my best students, or at least he was until recently. But in the last month or so, his grades have been slipping, and I was wondering if you know why.
Oh, really? I didn't realize. Everything's fine at home.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, but here in class he just isn't paying attention anymore. He used to listen carefully when we worked on new math problems, and he was always one of the first students to volunteer answers. Now he just looks out of the window all the time.
That is odd. He loves maths. We often play maths games when we take trips in the car on holiday.
Yes, he told me about how he often wins.
Absolutely true. I'm not very good at maths, and my wife is even worse.
Well, Johnny showed real talent, until a month ago. But it's not only in math that he's doing badly. Last week, we watched a movie about dinosaurs in biology class. He wrote a wonderful report on dinosaurs last semester, so I thought he would love this movie. But again, he just sat looking out of the window the entire time.
Oh dear, this does sound bad. What do you think it is?
Well, sometimes children can't work at school if there are problems at home.
Oh no, it's not that. Everything is fine at home.
Well, sometimes it's because he's having problems with friends. Has he told you about problems with any schoolmates?
No, I don't think that's it. Just the other day, his two best friends, Fred Jones and Sam Spade, came over. The three of them had a great time together, building a fort in the backyard.
Well, I suppose it could be me. Perhaps Johnny has said something to you about me. Please tell me if he has.
Oh no, that's not it. Johnny loves your class. The only thing he doesn't like is his seat.
His seat?
Yes, I don't know why. But the other day, out of the blue, he said he wished he could sit in the front of the class instead of the back.
But he's always sat near the back. Oh, how stupid of me. I think I know what the problem is.
You do?
Mr. Smith, I notice you're wearing glasses. Have you always worn glasses?
Oh, of course. I started wearing glasses at just about the age Johnny is now. I'll take him to the eye doctor today. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Thank you for coming to meet me today, Mr. Smith.
Well, you sounded worried on the phone. Has Johnny done something wrong?
No. Your son is one of my best students, or at least he was until recently. But in the last month or so, his grades have been slipping, and I was wondering if you know why.
Oh, really? I didn't realize. Everything's fine at home.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, but here in class he just isn't paying attention anymore. He used to listen carefully when we worked on new math problems, and he was always one of the first students to volunteer answers. Now he just looks out of the window all the time.
That is odd. He loves maths. We often play maths games when we take trips in the car on holiday.
Yes, he told me about how he often wins.
Absolutely true. I'm not very good at maths, and my wife is even worse.
Well, Johnny showed real talent until a month ago, but it's not only in math that he's doing badly. Last week, we watched a movie about dinosaurs in biology class. He wrote a wonderful report on dinosaurs last semester, so I thought he would love this movie. But again, he just sat looking out of the window the entire time.
Oh dear, this does sound bad. What do you think it is?
Well, sometimes children can't work at school if there are problems at home.
Oh no, it's not that. Everything is fine at home.
Well, sometimes it's because he's having problems with friends. Has he told you about problems with any schoolmates?
No, I don't think that's it. Just the other day, his two best friends, Fred Jones and Sam Spade, came over. The three of them had a great time together, building a fort in the backyard.
Well, I suppose it could be me. Perhaps Johnny has said something to you about me. Please tell me if he has.
Oh no, that's not it. Johnny loves your class. The only thing he doesn't like is his seat.
His seat?
Yes, I don't know why, but the other day, out of the blue, he said he wished he could sit in the front of the class instead of the back.
But he's always sat near the back. Oh, how stupid of me. I think I know what the problem is.
You do?
Mr. Smith, I notice you're wearing glasses. Have you always worn glasses?
Oh, of course. I started wearing glasses at just about the age Johnny is now. I'll take him to the eye doctor today. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.